Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the wake-up call.
We have some COVID-19 updates that we want to give you this morning. There's a lot going on, especially in Sacramento County. The latest updates in regards to the coronavirus include 462 confirmed cases and 18 deaths. We're over 16,000 now total confirmed cases in California. I want to pull up, hold on a second. Let me pull it up on my phone. If I can pull up... Placer County. Well, I guess I can't.
Oh, I saw Placer County's. It's Placer County. You can't do it?
No.
Oh, okay. I'll pull it up while I'm talking about this. But it was not a lot of people were talking about it, but it was kind of like a, oh, there it is, 106 cases and 3 deaths okay. in Placer.
We'll try and give you updates in regards to people who are infected and people who have... lost their lives, you know, when we get the information every morning here on the wake-up call. Lady Gaga announced that she was giving a speech in the World Health Organization press conference yesterday. She's partnered with Global Citizens to raise over $35 million
wow.
in just 7 days. She said, quote, "We're also grateful for the healthcare professionals across the country and around the world who are on the front lines fighting COVID-19.
My heart is aching and warm for those who are ER doctors as well as nurses who are sleeping in cars to make sure that they don't infect their families or their patients. What you are doing is putting yourselves in harm's way to help the world, and we all salute you, and you are a triumph, truly."
Wow. Incredible. Especially, you know, $35 million in 1 week.
That's pretty great.
Especially, you know, and I love that celebrities like Lady Gaga are using their celebrity for something like that, when a lot of people are just kind of like, here's $1 million from my own account. Like, you know, if you pool this together, you can really help so many more people, especially in this context.
I mean, but still, if somebody's going, here's $1 million. Rosie O'Donnell had like a video Zoom sort of fundraiser like a week ago.
Oh, yeah.
And she had a number of different celebrities on there. And listen, charity is charity, but this pissed me off. So she has all these celebrities, they're performing, singers are singing. And David Foster, who is a songwriter who's written a million songs, formerly Gigi Hadid's stepdad, if that helps anybody, he is now married to Catherine McPhee, the two of American Idol fame. The two of them were on Rosie O'Donnell's Zoom, and they sang a song together, and it was beautiful. And then they both, and then they said, "So we just want to say, each of us, we're going to donate $1,000.
Are they rich?
I just looked
up, don't expect Catherine McPhee to be sitting on a whole lot of money.
Right. Well, she's married to David Foster, whose net worth is roughly $80 million.
Wow. And they each wanted to throw in $1,000?
Yeah.
What a sacrifice.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate that.
I mean, I guess giving's giving.
I would rather them just give their time. Like, Matthew McConaughey has been, he's been Zooming and Skyping into senior living facilities.
Oh, yeah.
And playing bingo with them.
Oh, that's great.
Like, that goes further than if you're going to give like Pink giving $1 million, that's going to actually help.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But like, Catherine McPhee giving $1,000, Who cares? Like,
I mean, if you're going to do that, give it to a local restaurant that's
right.
shut down.
Yes.
That is $2,000 that really could help them.
So we talked last week about how John Krasinski from The Office has started a YouTube show called Some Good News. Now, if you want to watch the latest episode of it, text the word good to 73389 because the show is great. And I think this show should exist after this is all
it's
done.
It's pretty cute.
After the pandemic passes. But like he saw a story about a 9-year-old girl whose favorite musical was Hamilton. And she was bummed out because all year long she was looking forward to seeing it on Broadway. That's how long they had to wait for the tickets. And then this happened and she couldn't go. And she's 9.
Of course.
She doesn't have a world perspective on how big it is. So John Krasinski had her on. Told her, when this is done, I'm going to fly you and your family to New York City to watch it. And she was like, oh, cool, thanks. And then it just got better and better from there.
Hello?
Lin-Manuel Miranda, please join.
Oh, wait.
Hi.
Hey, Lin, I didn't know you could Zoom bomb, man. That's total weird.
Hi, Aubrey. How are you? I'm
good.
So sorry you didn't get to see Hamilton. I'm so glad to meet you.
Speechless.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Oh, man, Lin, thank you so much for stopping by.
So, Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator of Hamilton.
Right.
And star of the original Broadway show.
And possibly the greatest person on the planet.
So, he makes her start to cry because he's there.
Right.
And then it gets even better than that.
Oh, my God.
We're sending her to New York, Lin, and we're going to send her to Hamilton in New York.
Well, that's amazing. I think we can top that right now, though.
Oh, wait. Something.
Oh, wait. Sorry. There are a bunch of people just joining.
That's my favorite song from Hamilton.
My name is Alexander.
The original
Hamilton.
Broadway cast Zoom bombed in
things I haven't done.
And performed her favorite
just
song for
wait,
her.
Just you wait.
When he was 10,
how cool is that?
Oh my God, that makes me cry.
And like she's just sitting there tearing up and stuff like that. So like, I mean, I think that That show is amazing, and he's amazing that for what he's pulling off. And we need stuff like that, and we need stuff like Lady Gaga, and we need stuff like Pink, because yesterday, and it's not really being reported a whole lot, but Dr. Fauci, who's been our North Star, I think, through this whole thing, he said something that really kind of like brought everything home when he was asked by a reporter, are we going to return to normal before a vaccine?
Will we truly get back to normal in this country before there's an actual vaccine that's available to everybody? How do you start lifting the restrictions?
Yeah, well John, if back to normal means acting like there never was a coronavirus problem, I don't think that's going to happen until we do have a situation where you can completely protect the population. But when we say getting back to normal, we mean something very different from what we're going through right now. Because right now we are in a very intense mitigation. When we get back to normal, we will go back gradually to the point where we can function as a society. But you're absolutely right. I mean, if you want to get to pre-coronavirus, you know, that might not ever happen in the sense of the fact that the threat is there. But I believe with the therapies that will be coming online and with the fact that I feel confident that over a period of time we will get a good vaccine, that we will never have to get back to where we are right back now.
I mean,
I don't think I know what he just said.
So I'm one of those people that thought, and I think a lot of people are like this, that we think like, oh, we just have to get through this and then we're going to flip a light switch back on and we're going to be back to what it was like in February. And Dr. Fauci kind of said, that's not going to happen.
Oh, I never thought that.
I think you're one of the, I mean, at least from friends of mine on Facebook that just keep talking about like, you know, like, well, school, I mean, we don't even know if school will return in the fall.
Right.
We don't, like, Dr. Fauci's basically saying, until we have a vaccine, this is with us.
I told my husband the other day, this is the first time in probably everybody's life, unless you're quite a bit older, that we can't foreshadow what our future looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least, you know, this time of year, speaking about school, you can go, school's gonna start up in late August.
Right.
We don't know. We cannot foreshadow our future anymore.
The Prime Minister of New Zealand announced yesterday that the Easter Bunny is considered an essential worker.
Oh, that's adorable.
Easter Sunday. I think a lot of people have maybe just blasted past that, not thinking like, oh yeah, Easter, that is coming up.
Well, that's because we don't know what day of the weekend is.
Right.
Although what is funny about that is the Easter Bunny was kicked up at home just trying to binge watch Ozark on Netflix. And he goes, wait a second, I am? I gotta get to work.
And this is my favorite story of the day. Because of the added privacy of the lockdown, two pandas in an empty zoo in Hong Kong finally got it on.
No!
For the first time in 10 years.
Rain, you dirty pervert.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.